Thank you for the introduction. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bhupinder Singh, and I'm a PhD student at Mississippi State University. Today, I'm here to present the study, the title of which is Assessing Reniform Nematode-Resistant Cotton Lines Using Classical Growth Analysis. As we all know, that cotton is one of the major agronomic crop of the United States. The U.S. is the third largest producer and second largest exporter of cotton in the world. In the year 2017-18, cotton was planted over an area of 5 million hectares with an average yield of 1,007 kg per hectare and production of 4.7 million metric tons. Around 60% of cotton was produced in the states of Texas, Mississippi, and California. However, according to recent reports by USDA, the cotton production as well as yields are expected to decline in the year 2018-19 compared to year 2017-18. Further, it has also been reported that the largest decline in cotton production are expected to occur in the United States across the globe. The main reason behind this severe decline are the unfavorable weather conditions and rising reniform nematode infestation that have made cotton production more difficult and expensive, as a result of which cotton farmers are switching towards soybean or corn production systems. Reniform nematode can cause up to 8% reduction in cotton production every year in the United States, which values around $100 million. Across the U.S., the highest incidence in reniform nematode infestation has been observed in the states of Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. Currently, we do have several cultural and chemical control practices to combat this problem. However, these control practices provide only short-term benefits. As a result, the cotton farmers face resurgence of reniform nematodes above economic threshold in the next season in cotton fields. The development of resistant lines to reniform nematode could provide a permanent solution to this problem. However, the work is still under progress, and currently we do not have any commercial cotton cultivars that provide resistance to reniform nematode. The objective of this study is to characterize plant growth, development, and yield responses to reniform nematode in susceptible and resistant cotton lines. We hypothesize that decrease in the crop growth metrics will be more severe in susceptible cotton cultivars compared to reniform nematode resistant cotton lines. This study was conducted in the year 2017 and 2018 at two different field locations at Delta Research and Experiment Station, Mississippi State University. The study consisted of total four genotypes. Two of the genotypes were the reniform nematode resistant cotton lines, which include line 08SS110NU6 and line 08SS100. The other two genotypes were susceptible cotton cultivars, which include Delta Pine 16 and Phytogen 490W3FE. All these four genotypes were grown in the plots where reniform nematode populations exceeded the economic thresholds. The figure represents the pre-plant reniform nematode population count made before planting in both the years. The maroon bar represents the population count in the year 2017, and the blue bar represents the population count in the year 2018. The red dotted bar represents the economic thresholds for Mississippi. As you can see, the reniform nematode population before planting in both the years were way above the economic threshold. Other fertilizers and pest management practices were conducted according to Mississippi State University Services recommendations. The study was arranged in a completely randomized design with four applications per genotype. The plot representing genotypes consisted of eight rows, 12 meters long each, with an inter-row spacing of 1.061 meters. During the experiment, reniform nematode population counts were made before planting and at the end of the season in both the years. For this, initially the soil samples were taken from 6-inch depth from each plot. The reniform nematode populations were then extracted from these soil samples using standard filtration and sucrose centrifugation protocols. Finally, the reniform nematode counts were made under compound microscope. Various physiological measurements such as net photosynthesis using Likert 6800, maximum quantum yield of photosystem 2 using OptiScience fluorometer, total chlorophyll content using chlorophyll meters were taken at every 1 to 2 week interval following fourth leaf stage in both the ears. Various growth and development traits such as plant height, leaf area, dry biomass were also taken through destructive harvesting of 2 meter row length from each plot at every 1 to 2 week interval following fourth leaf stage in both the ears. Then these growth and development traits were also used to calculate various crop growth indices such as net assimilation rate, crop growth rate, according to the methods described by Garden et al. 1985. Data collected at fixed interval was analyzed using JumpPro by repeated measures ANOVA. Genotypes were considered as the main effect. Post-ANOVA mean separations were made at alpha 0.05 level of significance. Going to results and discussion, these two pictures represent the early and late season vigor differences observed among genotypes. As you can see, the resistant line 0AWS110NU6, which is on the left, right side of both the pictures, showed higher vigor compared to the susceptible commercial cotton cultivar Phytogen 490W3FA. This picture represents the root vigor differences along with the shoot vigor differences among four genotypes. The resistant cotton lines, which are on the right side, had higher root vigor as well as shoot vigor compared to susceptible cotton cultivars, which are on the left side of the picture. Among growth and development traits, significant genotypic variability was observed for plant height. Among four genotypes, the resistant line 0AWS110NU6 showed significantly higher values throughout the season in both the ears, whereas susceptible commercial cotton cultivar Phytogen 490 showed significantly lowest values. In these figures, the maroon color represents the resistant cotton lines and the blue color represents the commercial cotton cultivars. The color scheme is used throughout the presentation to distinguish the genotypes. Similarly, the genotypes varied significantly for fruit dry weight throughout the season in both the ears. Among four genotypes, resistant line 0AWS110NU6 showed significantly highest values, and commercial susceptible cotton cultivar Phytogen 490 showed significantly lowest values. Among physiological traits, net photosynthesis was significantly varied among four genotypes only during early growth stage and in the year 2017. No differences among genotypes were observed for net photosynthesis in the year 2018. The maroon color in this figure represents the year 2017 values, and blue color gives 2018 values for net photosynthesis. Among dry crop growth and indices, significant genotypic variability was observed for leaf area index. Among four genotypes, the resistant line 0AWS110NU6 showed significantly highest values throughout the season in both the ears, and commercial susceptible cotton cultivar Phytogen 490 showed significantly lowest values. Similarly, genotypes varied significantly for leaf area duration throughout the season in both the ears. Among four genotypes, the resistant line 0AWS110NU6 showed significantly higher values, and susceptible cotton cultivar Phytogen 490 showed significantly lower values. We further observed the plots where the resistant lines were grown, reniform nematode population significantly declined at end of the season compared to pre-plant counts, whereas the plots where the commercial cotton cultivars were grown, the reniform nematode population significantly increased at the end of the season when compared to the pre-plant counts. This means that reniform nematode reproduction was inhibited in the plots where resistant lines were grown through the resistance mechanism by resistant lines. However, the mechanism is still unknown. In the year 2017, the reniform nematode resistant line yielded over 33% higher than the commercial susceptible cotton cultivars. In the year 2018, the resistant line 0AWS110NEO6 showed higher lint yields compared to other genotypes, however, was not significantly higher. Based on 10-year average cotton prices and 10-year average cotton planted area in the Mississippi, the complete adoption of this mode of resistance would lead to $93 million increase in the revenue in the state. The increase in the revenue would have a statewide economic impact of $161 million annually. In conclusion, our results supported the hypothesis such that the resistant cotton lines 0AWS110NEO6 showed significantly higher values for most of the measured trait compared to the susceptible commercial cotton cultivar phytogen 490W3FE. The greater vigors and lower nematode pressures observed in resistant lines might have significantly contributed to increased lint yield when compared with the susceptible commercial cotton cultivars. The results for most of the measured traits were consistent over 2 years, which ascertains consistency in the potential of resistant lines to suppress the reniform nematode spatially as well as temporally. Our future research goals are to study the response of these novel resistant lines to various abiotic stresses and different management practices before formulating any final decisions. Here are the references I used for my presentation. I would like to acknowledge my major advisor, Dr. Daryl A. Chastain, my co-advisor, Dr. Raja Reddy, my committee members, and fellow students who helped me in conducting this experiment. Our funding sources were USDA and MAFIS. Thank you for paying attention. Any questions? Yes, sir.
One of the, I presume those are barberin lines with the barberin reniform line.
Yes, sir.
One of them was quite a bit better than the other in terms of yield, but both appear to suppress the reniform population.
Yes.
Why did the other variety not yield as well? Any ideas?
So the question was why the one of the resistant line yielded better than the other resistant line. However, the reniform nematode populations was suppressed in both the plots where both the lines were planted. So the reason, one of the reason is that the other line shows lodging. It has a very high crop growth rate and it showed lodging. And so most of the balls were like fallen and so the final yield that we observed was very low. So it's like very susceptible to lodging.